to discuss bringing weapons into a shul is in many shuls they have there's a group that's gotten together, I believe in the Five Towns area, probably in other areas as well, where they train balabatim to use firearms, and they carry concealed weapons in a shul. In this way, if God forbid, as we just saw yesterday in New York City, we never know when something could happen. If Chas V'Shalom, someone were to come into a shul, that there would be an armed person to defend us. So the question is, let's assume for a moment that it does not rise to the level of what you would consider a sakana, that you would need to have someone with a weapon in the shul. Or let's assume you have the other possibility of having someone stand outside of the shul with a weapon. Is there any heter to have someone in the shul with a weapon? Is there any iser of having a weapon in a shul? And if there is such an iser, what exactly are the heterim? So the source for this idea, we always try to start every time in Halacha Shir with the Gemara that tells us about the Halacha, and then we work through the Rishonim. However, the Beis Yosef in Archaim Simon Kuf Nun Aleph does not attribute this Halacha to a Gemara at all. He says it is not a Gemara, it's an Orchos Chaim. That the Orchos Chaim writes, in the name of Haram, in the Tashbetz Katan, She'asu likhanes lebeis haknesses besakin aruch, that one is not allowed to go into a shul with a long knife. Why? Lefisha tefila ma'areches yamav shel adam v'asakin mekatzram. Tefila lengthens a person's days, and a knife shortens a person's days, and it's incompatible to have the ma'arich and the mekatzer together with each other. That is, svara is not an unusual svara. We do find such a svara in three other places, as far as I am aware. The Mishnah in the third parak of Maseches Midos, Mishnah Dalet, tells us that there's an iser to the reason for the iser to be menef barzel al mizbeach, to use barzel, to use iron on the mizbeach, is sha barzel nivra lekatzer yom of shel adam va mizbeach nivra laharich yom of shel adam. Eino bedin sheyunaf amekatzer alamarich. Barzel shortens life, mizbeach lengthens life. It's incompatible. It doesn't work together. Another place where we have such a svar, the Mishnah Berurah and Simin Yud Aleph in Hilchos Tzitzis, Sivkat and Samech Aleph says, if your tzitzis strings are too long, what should you do and what should you not do? So now you probably know this. What should you not do? Do not cut them with a knife. Why not? Because the Mishnah Berurah explains Lo Sanif Aleihem Barzel, that tzitzis are Ma'arich Yom Av Shel Adam, and the Barzel is Mekatzer. So we're not supposed to. So what do you do instead? You cut it with your teeth, says the Mishnah Berurah. Why the teeth? That's an interesting discussion. The Achronim trying to figure out, like, what is it about the teeth that we'd have to use the teeth? Another place where such a svara comes up, the Beis Yosef in Or Chaim Sim Kofpei, in Ilchus Birchus HaMazon, writes in the name of the Rokeach that during Birchus HaMazon we should cover the knife that's on the table, also based on the son of Aleihem Barzel, because the shulchan is domel mizbeach, so the shulchan is also marich yom av shel adam. The knife is mekater yom av shel adam. So while we're benching by the shulchan, we want to cover the knife because again, there's that incompatibility. It happens to be the Beis Yosef quotes another reason also why we cover the knife at Birchus HaMazon. The Beis Yosef writes that mipi achaver Rabbi Simcha shamati atam acher. He says one time there was someone was benching ukshigia lebirchas boni Yerushalayim. When he got to the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, v'nizkar churban habayis, and he remembered the churban, loka chasakin v'tako bebitno, he took the knife from the table. He was so upset about the churban habayis, he stabbed himself. V'alkei nagel l'salkel b'shas bracha. So now, by benching, we take the knives away from people who might get too upset by the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim. So the Bali Musar, you know, have a good time with that. You know, because one Meshugano one time decided to kill himself over a Bnei Yerushalayim. So now we're not really at risk. We're not at risk of taking a knife and stabbing ourselves when we say Bnei Yerushalayim. We're probably not even at risk of paying attention to the words when we say Bnei Yerushalayim. We're certainly not at risk of stabbing ourselves when we say Bnei Yerushalayim. So the Bali Musar say, you know, it's to remember that there used to be such a Jew who that was so upset about the Churban Habayis. But anyway, that's the svara that's quoted in the Beis Yosef for why you don't bring a sakin aruch into shul. Beis Yosef then quotes Rabbeinu Peretz, who says, "Ein lachush ki im begiloy arosh." that the only thing we're concerned about in a shul is gilui arosh, is having an exposed head, that you shouldn't go into shul without something covering your head. So what exactly is that about? What does that have to do with the knife? There seem to be two understandings of the Beis Yosef. One understanding of the Beis Yosef is the way Rav Vadi Yosef understands it, that there is a machlokas over here, that the Maram that the Beis Yosef quotes, the Orchas Chaim that the Beis Yosef quotes, holds that the Isser is not allowed to bring a weapon into shul, and Rabbeinu Peretz disagrees, says there's no Isser bringing a weapon, there's only an Isser of going in with Gilei Arosh, meaning they both agree there's something disrespectful that you're not allowed to do in a shul, but they're disagreeing what exactly the Isser is. It's a machlokas what the Isser is. Rav Waldenberg in Sitz Eliezer and Chelik Yud Simin Yud Ches says no, there's no machlokas here whatsoever. Everyone agrees you're not allowed to bring a sakin aruch into a shul, a long knife into a shul, and everyone agrees you're not allowed to go begilei arosh, you're not allowed to go without a yarmulke on your head in a shul. They're just talking about two different things, but it's not necessarily a machlokas. Now there is an alternate girsa in that Rabbeinu Peretz, where Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't say ein lachush kiim begilei arosh, but he says ein lachush kiim begilui, without the word harosh, which would mean that the isser, he's talking about the isser of bringing a knife into a shul, and he says, don't worry, it's only usser begilui. What does it mean it's only usser begilui? If the weapon that you're bringing is exposed. But if you cover up the weapon, then there would be no isser. That is a different girsa in the Rabbeinu Peretz. It is not the girsa that the Beis Yosef seems to have had. And that's why in Shulchan Aruch, The Mechaber Paskins explicitly, he quotes it as a Yesh Misha Omer, or not Yesh Misha Omer, he says, V'yesh Osrim Likanes Bobasakin Aruch O Barosh Megula. The Mechaber in Simon Kufn and Aleph Sivav says that some Aser going into Shul with a weapon or with an exposed head, that either one of those are usher. Why does he only say it as a yesh osrim? If there's no one that argues, we haven't found anyone that argues, so this is a discussion in the poskim. When the Mechaber says the yesh osrim, but he doesn't quote anyone who says otherwise, is that his way of saying, yeah, there's someone that has this chiddush, but I don't really agree with it, so he just quotes it as a yesh osrim instead of just saying the halacha? Or is it just that he's only found it explicitly in one rishon? None of the other Rishon really talk about it. Only one Rishon talks about it. So he says it as a yesh osrim rather than just an automatic fact, but he agrees with it. He's quoting it because he agrees with it. So Pashup Shad over here is that the Mechaber, in fact, agrees with it. Meaning there are two ways to understand this Mechaber. Either he understands, like Rav Vadi Yosef, that it's a machlokes, and he's paskening like those who say that it's asur, or he understands that there's no machlokas, but he calls it a yesh osrim because he agreed, because it's only found in one rishon, but he in fact does agree with it. Good, so we have very clear in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to bring a weapon into shul. There is some trouble here, though. The Mechaber never attaches this back to a Gemara, but there is a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Beis, where the Gemara talks about Pinchas doing his act of kanaus in killing Kuzbi and Zimri, and the Gemara darshens the pasuk Vayakom mitoch eda v'ikach romach biyado mikan she'ein nechnasin b'klei zayin lebeis hamedrash. Gemara says, you see from there, you're not allowed to bring a weapon into the Beis HaMedrash. So asks the Maritz Chayis, I don't understand. Beis Yosef has this whole discussion, and all the poskim have this whole discussion, not to bring a weapon into shul, and they're quoting an Orchas Chaim, and a Maram, and a Rabbeinu Peretz, a Gemara! It's a Gemara! It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin! How do they forget the Gemara? And he says, what, you're going to tell me the Gemara is about a Beis HaMedrash? A Beis HaKnesses has greater Kedusha than a Beis HaMedrash. So if it's true of a Beis HaMedrash, Kal V'Chomer, it's true of a Beis HaKnesses. So how could they forget this Gemara? The truth is, Maritz Chayis, it's unclear what he means by this Kal V'Chomer. It's not true that a Beis HaKnesses has greater Kedusha than a Beis HaMedrash. It's a Beferish HaSugya in Maseches Megillah, the opposite, that a Beis HaMedrash, Megillah Chav Zayin, a Beis HaMedrash has a greater Kedusha than a Beis HaKnesses. You're allowed to turn a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis HaMedrash, not the opposite. The only thing that we treat a Beis HaMedrash more lightly with is that you're allowed to eat in a Beis HaMedrash because you live there all day, whereas a Beis HaKnesses, you're not allowed to eat. But Beis HaMedrash's Kedusha is a greater Kedusha. So the Achronim have a difficult time understanding the Kal V'Chomer element of the Maritz Chayis, but the Kasha is still a Kasha. it's at least, you know, hu hadin, that it should be the same thing. That just like you're not allowed to carry a weapon into a base medrash, so you shouldn't be able to carry into a, I mean, the Gemara says not to carry into a base medrash. How come the Beis Yosef doesn't quote this? Not abundantly clear why he doesn't quote it. There are some achronim that suggest, though, that maybe the idea of not bringing a knife into a Beis Medrash is a different halacha. Meaning the idea of not bringing it into a Beis HaKnesses, we said, is because Ma'arich, Mekatzer, they're incompatible. By a Beis Medrash, it could be that the Gemara wasn't concerned about this Ma'arich and Mekatzer, even though that's also true. Torah is also Ma'arich Yamav Shel Adam. So that's also true. But it could be the Gemara didn't think of that element. The Gemara wasn't focused on that element. Could be there's an entirely different reason why you're not supposed to bring a weapon into a Beis Medrash. And that's based on the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Zayin, because the Gemara tells us that one day in the Beis Medrash, they took attendance and they saw that there were more Talmidim of the Beis Shammai than there were Talmidim of the Beis Hillel. So they quickly locked the doors and they said, okay, let's vote right now and on 18 different things. And Beis Shammai's opinion carried the day on those, you know, won the vote on those 18 items. Those are known as the Yud Ches Davar. And the Gemara says, No'atzu Cher Beis HaMedrash. They put a sword down in the Beis HaMedrash and they said, no one leave, meaning because they had the majority, said, no one leave. And Hillel had to sit there like a Talmud b'fei Rabbo in front of Shammai. The Gemara says, and that was as bad a day for the Jewish people as the day of the Egel. So some of the Acharim suggest this Tshuvas Chemdas Tzvichel Beisim Chav Beisos David suggests that, yeah, the reason you're not allowed to bring a weapon into a Beis Medrash is because we don't like to decide halacha that way. Two people will be having machlokas in Beis Medrash. One says, oh yeah, and he pulls out whatever is, you know, his assault rifle or something, or his AK-47. And now, okay, now what do you think? Oh, now I agree. Now I agree. So that's not a way. That's why it was kashali Yisrael, kiyam shenas bo'egel, that we had to take a sword, and it was with a whole threat and a whole business like that. The Gemara in Yevamos Davayin Zayin says that Amasa ben Yisrael Yisraeli, chagar Harbo ki Yishmael. He girded himself with a sword like a Yishmael. Va'amar kol mishe no shomea halacha zu yidakar becharev, and said, whoever doesn't listen to the halacha I'm about to teach, I'm going to stab you. And he taught the halacha v'amoni v'lo amon is ma'vi v'lo ma'avis. So why does it describe him as ki Yishmael? He's teaching a good halacha, because that's not the way you teach halacha. You don't teach halacha by taking out an assault weapon and and threatening. That's how the Tshuvas Chemdas Tzvi understands it. But be that as it may, it does seem to be that there is an Isser in a Beis HaKnesses. There is what to be done in the following. Is this a halacha in Beis HaKnesses, or is this a halacha in Tefillah? Meaning, is it anytime you daven, there should not be any weapons, like by benching, you cover the knife? Or is it a din in Beis HaKnesses, the Kedushas HaMakom, that the respect you have to have for the place? The Beis Yosef itself, you get conflicting mashmaus from the Beis Yosef, because he starts out by saying that you're not allowed to be nichnas into Beis HaKnesses with a sack in Aruch, but then he says, because hatfila ma'areches yamav shel adam. So on one hand, he starts like it's a din in the Beis HaKnesses, and then the other hand, that it's a din in the tefila. The pashup shot is that it's a din in Beis HaKnesses because it appears in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. It's not in Hilchos Tefillah, it's in Kufnun Aleph, which is Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. Although Rav Asher Weiss pointed out that we can't always be medayik from where the Mechaber puts something, that it's a din in that area of halacha. By the Rambam, we could say such a thing, but not always by the Mechaber. But beyond that, the Gemara in Brachos tells us, Le'yochaz adam tefillin biyado sefer Torah bizro v'yispalel v'amar shmuel sakin uma'os uka'ara harei l'kiyotzivem. It's a beferish of Gemara that you're not supposed to hold a knife in your hand while you're davening, because you're not going to be able to focus, you might drop that knife. In the Sefer HaKona Olam HaChelik Aleph Siman Tes Vav, we discuss that issue, but about carrying something like, let's say, a smartphone in your hand while you're davening. But it seems that at least it's not to carry it in your hand. Sounds like during tefillah itself, there's no isra of having a knife around. Sounds more like it's a din in the Beis HaKnesses. Okay, so what are the heterim? When is this mutter? So first off, covering the knife, like we said, the Beis Yosef and Kufnan Aleph has two girsos. Whether Rabbeinu Peretz tells us you can't go into a Beis HaKnesses Begiloy Arosh, having nothing to do with weapons, or Begiloy, that the only issur of the knife is if it's Begiloy. But if it's not Begiloy, if it's covered, then it's fine. And after all, by benching, what do we say? All you got to do is cover the knife. You don't have to get rid of it. So maybe over here as well. And in fact, the Mishmura Kufnan Aleph Sivkat L'Chav Beis, Paskin's name of the Eliyahu Rabbah, that Ein L'Hachmir Kiyam B'Sakin Megula. We're only Machmir if the weapon is exposed. If the weapon is not exposed, it is permissible. And that seems to be accepted by a number of poskim. The Tshuvas Or LeTzion Chelek Beis Simon Mem Hey, he also has such a he also is makel and Yichavadas Chelek Hey Simon Yuches Rav Avad Yosef is makel about this issue. The Rav Zilberstein Chashuk Echemen in Sanhedrin Pei Beis is not convinced, because he says by Pinchas was covering the knife. And nevertheless, he still didn't have it in the Beis HaMedrash. He only took the knife after he left the Beis HaMedrash. But okay, but that's one heter. Another possible heter is the halacha specifically says sakin aruch is a problem. A long knife is a problem, not a short knife. What's the difference between a long knife and a short knife? So the Taz in Simon Kufnan Aleph Sivkat Beis suggests that it would be too tedious to get rid of all the short knives also before you go into the Beis HaMedrash. So what it seems like is the Taz is saying whenever it would be a tremendous tircha, it's mutter. So let's say a chayal who has a weapon with him and he wants to go visit his hezder yeshiva or something, and he wants to go into the Beis HaMedrash, it's going to be very difficult for him to find a place to put his weapon that's going to be safe, where he's not going to be court-martialed or something for leaving his weapon unattended. So if it will be too tedious, that would be mutter. A third possible heter is it could be that guns are different than knives. Well, you would say, yeah, guns have to be worse than knives, right? Not necessarily. The Aruch HaShulchan says that a gun in Hilchos Shabbos, one is not a chayal carrying a gun is not in violation of carrying on Shabbos because it's part of his uniform. It makes him look dignified. It makes him look like a chayal when he's carrying a gun. So the Rav Avad Yosef in Yechavada says, I don't buy it for Hilchos Shabbos, but for this halacha where the whole thing's machlokas to begin with, and it's only an Orchus Chaim versus Rabbeinu Peretz, okay, so we could be makel like that it's part of the uniform. So at the end of the day, if a person wants to carry a weapon, it would seem according to the Mishnah Berurah, if it's a concealed weapon, nothing to talk about for sure would be mutter. You have the additional snif lahakel that maybe Rabbeinu Peretz disagrees with this entire din, although that's not so clear that he necessarily disagrees with this din. That's Machlok Rav Avadya and the Tzitz Eliezer. But you have that as a snif lahakel. But when it comes to a chayal carrying a giant weapon that cannot be concealed, then there are other heterim, because it's a tircha, so you have the taz to rely on. You have the Aruch HaShulchan that it's his that it's part of his uniform. So there, in either event, in either case, it seems that there is that there's what to be somich on. What if a person has a weapon and he has an option? I can go into the shul and daven, or I could daven biyichidus. So should he go into the shul and daven with an exposed weapon, or should he daven biyichidus? Let's assume he doesn't have any of these kulas. So Piskei Tshuvas and Siman Kufnun Aleph Os Tazayin quotes the Sefer Tzedakah Umishpat Perek Yud Beis Ha'arim Mem Beis that better to daven biyichidus. L'chora, that would be totally on how the importance you attribute to davening with the tzibur. Is davening with the tzibur an absolute chiyuv? If that's the case, then davening with tzibur should probably beat out this this hanhaga that's subject to machlokas, this yesh osrim. But if you hold that davening with tzibur is just a not an absolute chiyuv, it's a hidur, it's a Rashat, like say the icing on the cake of your tefillah, but it's not like a core part of your tefillah, then you could understand that it would be better to daven biyichidus rather than to do this. Okay. Well,